It is a very big deal, especially since the Alaska Marine Highway System is an all-American road. We connect with that. And when it comes to the independent traveler, this is just another awesome way to market Haines.
The Haines Highway has recently gained federal recognition as an official national scenic byway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Nicholas Shotkovsky. That story and more up next.
Depending on how you describe it, the Haines Highway could either be one long dead-end road or the winding rainbow leading to a pot of gold. And a brand new title helps rewrite the highway's reputation and is expected to bring in funding and tourists at the same time.
It has just been designated National Scenic Byway in the American Byways Program.
Haines Tourism Director Lori Stepanski says the Haines Highway is the fifth road in Alaska to be named a National Scenic Byway, after the Glenn Highway, Seward Highway, George Parks, and the Alaska Marine Highway.
It is a very big deal, especially since the Alaska Marine Highway System is an all-American road. We connect with that. And, you know, Canada is very excited and very interested in us being a national byway, and they're kind of looking at possibly some kind of highway program themselves. The Yukon definitely highlights a lot of their highways and driving routes. So when it comes to the independent traveler, this is just another awesome way to market Haines.
Haines Mayor Jan Hill recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to accept the National Byways Award and said at the October 13th Assembly meeting that she's hopeful the classification will help bring more visitors to Haines.
The Haines Highway has received the honor of being designated part of the National Scenic Byway Program. This project was initiated in 1998. And it's taken this many years and this much persistence and several tourism directors to get us to the place where the Haines Highway is going to be recognized as a National Scenic Byway. So it's an exciting time. This will open the doors for some grant opportunities that our highway projects would not have had access to. Some bike paths, some walking trails between here and Clequan, and a lot of publicity in many, many different ways. So we are very hopeful that this will also help bring visitors to Haines on our newly designated National Scenic Byway, the Haines Highway. I believe it's a pretty special place for Haines to be on.
The federal organization was formed in the early 90s to recognize the nation's best roads. 98 roads all over the country are on the list right now. So how did the only road out of Haines get on the list?
Six intrinsic qualities, and you have to meet all six of them to be All-American Road, which we do. But we have all of those qualities, and some of the highlights that I based our application on were the cultural and the natural. Of course, the natural beauty of it all, the natural phenomenon of the eagles gathering, the wildlife, just the scenic out there. But it is, but also we have the history of the cultural aspects. And cultural isn't necessarily all about the native, although that's one of the strongest points for our highway. But it's also about how we have a bike race on that highway and the Alcan 200 and the fishing, and part of who we are in Haines is a big part of that highway. So yes, that definitely is the Tlingit culture, but it's also a part of what it is right now.
The national classification makes way for international Haines promotion on National Scenic Byways maps, websites, and gives opportunities for valuable partnerships, says Stepanski.
The big thing it does for us is it increases our ability to, our eligibility to get money. So when the grant process does open, we're a lot further up in line than we would be if we were just working with our corridor management plan. So there could be some big projects that we could work on and go for. But the thing is, we shouldn't wait till the grant process opens. We need to start working on that now and start looking over that corridor management plan and start thinking about what we might like to do. So there should probably be a board or a committee or something, and I'm sure a lot of those details will be hammered out here pretty soon.
The Haines Highway was already designated a state scenic byway about a decade ago, which is a prerequisite to get the national title. Another qualification is completing a corridor management plan, which took about 2 years to complete.
The corridor management plan is quite a thick book, but it outlines all the qualities of our highway, the characteristics, the intrinsic qualities, what there is to see and do, all the history, and it goes mile by mile and, you know, outlines these specific attractions and notes of interest, and also places where, you know, maybe signage could be improved or there might be an opportunity for a pullout. And there was a series of public meetings to get input from all the people in the community and taking over any property or anything like that. It's just to enhance it and make it better.
Improvements focus on road pullouts, signage, walkways, bathrooms, waste baskets, bike paths, and hiking trails. Also, a cooperative effort with Klukwan to extend the walkway is described in the plan. These visions could become a reality when grant applications open up early next year, says Stepanski. But among the many parts of the corridor plan, Stepanski narrowed it down to a few priorities.
The top priorities? I would say definitely signage along the highway and some pullouts, which I have met with DOT on their specific road project for the Haines Highway up to, I believe it's 26 mile, because they're going to be doing some pullouts there, and we should be able to implement some things like the parking area for the Rapinski Trail along the Haines Highway, and a few other pullouts that were noted there. I would say as far as the top five, it would be signage, maybe a few pullouts. I think a little higher priority would be extending that walkway to the Klukwan, maybe a few other interpretive signage areas.
Stepanski says a lot of information is available to independent travelers about scenic byways, although it could be difficult to measure how much visitation stems from the naming.
I think, you know, somebody, an independent traveler who's wanting to make the most of a trip, there's a lot more information available to them about a byway, with the qualities and what's outlined, things to see and do, the history, things like certain mile markers and points of interest along the highway. That's definitely all online, and it's a lot more available to them that way. And I think wanting to, you know, see some of the national treasures are definitely on the list for a lot of independent travelers. They're going to want to make the most of that trip.
National Scenic Byway is a permanent title and does not need to be renewed. Plans to improve the Haines Highway will not affect property owners on the road. There's one classification higher than National Scenic Byway, which is All-American Road. And Stepanski says Haines might have what it takes to win that title too someday.
And the highest ranking that you can get for your highway is All-American Road. And I did apply for that and was really hoping we would get it. I thought we had a very strong case to get that top billing, but apparently it wasn't quite there, though. But I am very, very happy about the national designation. This is really good, really great for Haines.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities recently completed work in the 19-mile area of the Haines Highway Corridor. This section of the highway periodically experiences washouts from water and slide debris that funnels down from a nearby section of the Tokchinuk Mountains during periods of exceptionally high precipitation. The area is a former Tlingit village site. It is also surrounded by the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve and is frequently used as a pullout by eagle viewers as well as other tourists and locals. Preston Cruz is the park ranger for the Alaska State Parks Haines Unit, which includes jurisdiction of the Eagle Preserve. He was part of a collection of officials who reviewed the potential work at the site.
You know, that slide that took place earlier, they needed to remove a bunch of the fill and everything and put it somewhere. So they did contact the owner of that native allotment that adjoins the right-of-way there, and, you know, worked out details to work with the owners of those allotments to either spread more gravel where there already is gravel, and, you know, they had to clear out a culvert and whatnot. But we did have a meeting with DOT and Fish and Game Habitat Division and State Parks and Kluckwan Inc. and everybody that, you know, in the area that would possibly be affected. We all even met out on the site. And the work they were doing, although it's in the boundaries of the Bald Eagle Preserve, it wasn't on Bald Eagle Preserve property. It was either on native allotment or DOT right-of-way.
Cruz said that while the work area was not on property directly managed by the state parks, he still checked the site to ensure that eagle habitat wouldn't be affected by the work.
The thing is, that area that where they, you know, expanded and leveled off is within the Bald Eagle Preserve, but it's a DOT right-of-way, just like as if it were private property and or native allotment. State parks has no authority or jurisdiction there. Granted, you know, eagle nests and trees can't be disturbed, but we did walk the area, and we did look and go check for eagle trees and, you know, nests. And the only nest that we saw was actually well beyond where the work area that they were doing.
With Tara Bicknell, this is Nicholas Shotkovsky for the KHNS Local News.